Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? How are you this fine Tuesday? Welcome to the Cave Show. This is PLR. Got a good show lined up for you today. Well, someone said Mr. Darnold could play a little football. We just made the right choice, making him their starter. Let me think about that for a minute. Who said that? We'll get back to that. Same old John Gruden. Raiders got dismantled in the second half against the LA Rams. A lot of good stuff going on. The D-backs can't seem to get a win. Playoffs looking dimmer and dimmer down here in the Valley of the Sun. A lot of stories to get into. We'll get into more of that as the show progresses. Thank you for joining. Again, like I said, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR. We are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, grew in Chandler Heights. That's 4991 Alma School, locally in Chandler, Arizona. Go in, get your sticks, become a club member, get a locker that backs up to the humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. That's at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, now serving beer and wine. Let them know PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any purchase that you have. Hopefully everyone is doing well. Just a quick note. I want to get to this right now. Tomorrow we will be on 1 hour later. So 2 o'clock Arizona time, not 1 o'clock. We'll be back to our normal hour on Thursday and Friday. So just want to get that out there. All calls made on the Carrie Lackey Law Line. Feel free to bring up any of the things that I spoke about or anything that you'd like to talk about. That call-in number is 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. Do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. You will have the privilege of speaking to in the Cave Show.
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou once again.
Lou, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Well, okay, Darnold had a good first outing, except for the first play of the game, of course, because that was like a little mishap. But he held up well.
Yeah.
Well, what else you got? I mean, one game isn't going to make you a success.
One game does not make you a success. You are 100% correct. But it showed me that they made the right decision. You don't want to run out your 39-year-old quarterback, and you definitely don't want to play Bridgewater, who I'm glad they traded, because what if Bridgewater had a game like this? What do you do if the Jets started winning? Do you never kickstart your future? And that's why I think out of all the teams, this is the team that had to play their number one pick right away. Kickstart the future now.
Well, maybe he is the future, but still I'm not convinced. Maybe like the third or fourth game I'll be more convinced on how good he really is. Because for all we know,
he
had a good first down, but who knows what's going to be in the second game.
Yeah, very true, but, we can say that about every quarterback. We don't know what, Eli Manning didn't look that great the first half or the first game, but how will he look down the line? Some veteran quarterbacks look terrible. Matt Ryan didn't look that good. Matthew Stafford didn't look good. And, we'll get into those games. But there is one thing I do want to say. With you being in New York, I would not be starting the show off right if I didn't say we will never forget our heroes in New York, in New York from 17 years ago. And It's yes. What's really sad is how many people we lost in those Twin Towers, but how many more people we continue to lose that suffer from cancer from just being in that building and trying
to... The aftermath effect.
The aftermath effect with the firefighters and the police officers, the first responders, and the people that were there, and the picture that they put up today of the dust lady who when the first plane hit, told her, hey, everyone just sit down and get back to work. And she was like, pretty much the hell with this. I'm getting out of here. And went downstairs, and as soon as she got downstairs, the other plane hit, and there's a picture of her with dust all over her body, and that image is drilled in. And what's sad is she went on to later die from cancer in 2015. So that will always resonate, but I never want to forget to say we remember our heroes for all those that came to do, and the images that they will always remember in their minds for those that are still here. That has to be something that I wouldn't wish anyone to have in their minds for the rest of their life. But it is 9/11, so we will always remember.
Right.
You were saying Matt Stafford, he didn't look good.
No.
So we've seen two quarterbacks who make an awful lot of money, and Matt Stafford and Matt Ryan. And neither one of them look good at all. And I'm trying to figure out exactly what are we doing with both these guys. I mean, Matt Stafford continuously throws 4,000, 5,000 yards. Matt Ryan continuously throws 3,000, 4,000 yards.
Right.
Is it them? Is it system? Is it players around them? I mean, in fairness to Matt Stafford, there's never been a good running game in Detroit. Our team did not just figure it out. I mean, completely figured it out that just make them run. Dare them to run. And down in Atlanta, Sarkisian doesn't appear to be able to call a play on Madden 2019. So what exactly are we doing with these guys?
But it's tough when you're, it's like answering, who's to blame?
Yeah, it really is at this point. I mean, what are we doing? We could, look, there are teams with young QBs, and I say this about the Cleveland Browns. I give it 3 to 4 weeks, depending on how the Browns do. If they lose another game or two, or tie another game or two, what are we waiting on? No knock on Tyrod Taylor, but what are we waiting on? You didn't draft Baker Mayfield number one overall to just sit there and watch from a really good seat. So I don't get it, to be perfectly honest with you. Up in Buffalo, they put in their rookie quarterback. He doesn't look like he'd be ready to play if he was still in college right now.
Exactly.
So who's next? The Arizona Cardinals looked terrible against the Washington Redskins. And now they're going to be on a plane this weekend going to L.A. to play the Rams, who looked magnificent in the second half against the Raiders last night. I mean, they looked absolutely magnificent.
I'll give you that. And Giants looked flat, though.
You know what? I have a second thought about the Giants. I really do. It wasn't like the Giants played, the worst defense. It wasn't like they won. And this is no knock on the Jets. It wasn't like they were playing a super defense in Detroit. So Sam Darnold looked great.
Yeah.
He did. But he also played Detroit. The Giants opened up against the Jaguars, who's arguably the best defense in football. So you have to take that into consideration. Now, if they look totally flat again, and Eli looks flat again, then maybe that 37 years is starting to show. And maybe I jumped the gun on this yesterday when I didn't point that out. They are playing. They did play against a really good defense. I mean, we did see Odell Beckham show that what he could still do. We did see Saquon bust a 68-yard touchdown run, so we know the talent that he has. Maybe with the Giants, it's just a matter of being patient. It's week one, and all that will come together. Because if last night we took that approach with the Rams after the first half, I mean, I'm sure people, if the Rams looked that flat in the second half, would have said, look, see what happened? Coach didn't play anybody in the preseason. Look how rusty they are. Look how bad they look. He should have played them. Well, maybe the Rams just used the Raiders as their preseason in the first half, because once they got it rolling, they got it rolling.
Yeah.
We saw Jared Goff play well. We saw Todd Gurley play well. That offensive line, they manhandled the Raiders on a couple of drives running the ball. That defense is going to be scary. Their linebackers were the biggest question marks were. They played surprisingly well. Aqib Talib looked like Aqib Talib. Marcus Peters had an interception for a touchdown. And that team, Lou, I'm going to tell you, after week one, and I know this may be jumping the gun after 1 week, but how everyone does their predictions in the preseason, I never do mine then. I used to, but I always wait until the first or second game. The Rams are legit.
Yeah.
They are. They're just legit. There's no getting around it. There's no but this, but that. That team's legit, Lou.
Yeah, they're legit. But, of course, it's too early to make assumptions, you know, being only the first complete week of the season.
Very true. But I don't see where they're going. Obviously, injuries come in and everything. But a team that can stay relatively healthy, where's their weakness? They can run. They can pass. They can defend. Like I said, if they have a weakness, it's linebackers. But they played well, those young guys, last night. That team's legit.
Yeah.
They look good.
I got some news for you on your local front about the Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker had to go for surgery yesterday.
Yes. On an injury that they're saying happened in March and just never really got better. I'm chalking it up to, let me ink this contract and then talk about how bad my hand hurts. It seems, you know, I love the messages that we get. We all get our email from the Suns to update us on things. And I love the email that says it was successful. It was a successful hand surgery. And you can count on one hand how many times teams say it was an unsuccessful surgery. We always get that it was a successful surgery, but he's looking to miss about 6 weeks. That is all of training camp and a little bit of the season. Suns media day is a week from Monday. So I'm sure we'll all be there to ask that question. That will be probably the first question that new head coach Igor Kokoslov and general manager Ryan McDonough, I'm sure that'll be the first question that we all ask him. But it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out.
Yeah, it will be. But I figure since it was an Arizona story, I thought, you know, I'd bring that to your attention.
We were all over that. In fact, yesterday during the I apologize for not really bringing that up yesterday, but during the press conference yesterday at ASU with Herm Edwards, a lot of us were speaking about Devin Booker in the hand and, you know, something that obviously everyone, I'm sure, including him, wish we would have taken care of, but you know, before. But who knows what the situation is or what took so long for it to happen. A couple things I have for you on the injury front.
Yes.
Greg Olsen, who seems like he's getting hurt more and more the older he gets, has a broken, I guess a broken bone in his foot or a fracture in his foot.
Yes, hurt.
He's going to be out for a while as well. That's going to hurt them.
Yeah, I was reading up on that earlier.
Yeah, that's one of Cam's down in Carolina. That's one of his sure-fire go-to guys. So that's going to sting them a lot, I think, with him being out for a while. And he's saying he's not going to have surgery, so I think in his mind he's hoping to come back. But we shall see how that goes. Big Ben Roethlisberger is all banged up already in Pittsburgh. I don't know how you want to chalk this one up, Lou. Big Ben is known for being a big baby, and he'll sprain a toe and walk out of the locker room in a walking boot. So we'll see how he plays. If he truly is that banged up, though, if he truly is that banged up, they need to make sure they get Le'Veon Bell back to take a lot of the pressure off.
Mm-hmm. So what's it going to take for him to come back, though?
Say that again.
What's it going to take for him to come back?
$14 million, that tender, and a guarantee that they will not franchise him again. They will either look to move him or they guarantee him the infamous wink, wink, will make sure that you're taken care of better next year.
Yeah, well, good luck with that one.
So, no one wins right now. As long as he stays out, no one wins.
And if he was, if he was there last Sunday, maybe they would have won that game.
Maybe they would have. Honestly, and this isn't – James Conner played his ass off. But you don't defend them the same when Le'Veon Bell is in the game. It's a whole different concept.
Mm-hmm.
He is a game changer. On the baseball injury side, I see Aaron Judge is attempting to take batting practice. So
now's the time. We've only got 18 days left in the season, so you're going to make a move. You better do it now.
Yeah, maybe we'll see him sooner rather than later. As I was saying,
I'm glad they're off the West Coast road trip because they were horrible.
Yeah, that's a tough. That was a tough swing they were on.
Yeah, but of course, Wes, this three-game series should be easy. I mean, if you lose to the Twins, then you're in trouble. But the way I see it, I think it's safe to say we have the wild card spot now. The only other team that's affecting us really, I think, is Oakland. Everybody else is too far behind.
Well, yeah, you guys are battling for not the last playoff spot, but are you going to play it at that one game at home, or are you going to have to fly all the way out to Oakland and play it? That's really
tough one. Right now, it looks like we're going to be at home, but it's still fairly close for Oakland to catch us, so maybe we might have to play in Oakland.
Three games up on Oakland with 18
to go. Why doesn't MLB have a 3 out of 5 game plan for this? I mean, come on. If you did that, then what? The World Series would start in November. I mean, really? Like, you have to ask?
Yeah. Or maybe they should chop the games back down to 154 and do that. I don't know.
140, I think, would be better.
Yeah, and I always say this, we all agree that 140 is fine, 154 is fine, however you want to do it. The problem is, where do you make up the revenue?
You mean with television money?
With all the money, the advertising money, the ticket money, the $9 hot dog money.
I don't think it would kill them, to cut a few, to cut up just like, at 140, 20 games. I don't think it would hurt them that much.
No, but they're in the business of making money. So, again,
aren't we
where
all?
Do they make that revenue back? Exactly. But where do they make that revenue back? Because players aren't going to take a pay cut. I've heard one player say, well, it wouldn't be no big of a deal. That's one player. Players aren't taking a pay cut. And if the owners take a pay cut from their $9 hot dogs, you better damn well believe those players are going to take a pay cut too. So somebody either has to make up more money, and and or someone's going to have to, you know, give something back. And I don't see that happening. It's just like with the 18-game schedule. The NFL is always moaning and groaning about player safety, but they want to put two more games on the schedule. But no one's talking about if you put two more games on the schedule, you're going to have to take that roster size maybe from 53 to 63 or something of that nature, because the players, they have no problem with getting rid of two preseason games. The owners are like, screw you. Where are we going to get that other two-game revenue from? If you want us to let out two preseason games.
But would they start it, though, before Labor Day, or will they just start like they do now and go into, like, say, mid-January? What would they do if that ever happened?
They would probably push the season back. I don't think they would start before. I don't think they want to start in August. So I think they push the season back.
No, I don't
back.
Think so either.
So, and then if you do 18 weeks, do you have two bye weeks? So there's questions to be answered.
You might.
You know, so, and then again, like I said, see, here's the thing with the players in preseason. And a lot of folks don't know this. When you are in the preseason, everyone gets the same check. So
right.
What Tom Brady makes in the preseason, so does Ed Walakowski. So it's not like those aren't real game checks. Those are preseason checks. So that's why veterans could care less. So if you're going to go ahead then and say, well, we're going to cut these two preseason games up, players are like, fine. But if we start kicking it into the season, then you know what? You're going to have to pay us a little bit more money because those are the real checks. And we're not going to play two more games for the same money that you're playing us, that you're paying us to play.
Right.
Now. You know, and then the players are also going to say, you want us to play 18 more games, then we're going to – the players are already going to strike. We already know this. They're going to strike because one thing that they're going to strike over is the amount of control the teams have over them already. Because if you're a rookie, they control you for 5 years, and then they can put a franchise tag on you twice. So they really
now,
control
is this,
you.
Is this at the conclusion of the 2020 season or the conclusion of the 2021 season?
2021 season, if I'm not mistaken. So look for the for the strike or lockout for 2022.
So we got three full seasons left.
Yeah, if that's the case, I mean, really stop and think about it. Players are like, especially running backs. So you want to control me till I'm 29? Then when I'm 29, you want to say, well, we're not really going to pay you because you're now 29. You're a running back. It was a dumb deal. The players signed a 10-year agreement. That was stupid. You know, in a league where owners can cut you and teams can cut you at any second, there is no way on God's green earth that players should ever say anyone can control you for more than 3 years.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that.
But, hey, owners are smart enough to get it through.
Yeah, well, at least we've got three more years before this takes effect. So maybe by then, maybe something good will come out of it.
Yeah, it'll go up until Brady retires at 44.
Or in football years, I like to call it 62.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to hold up much longer.
I keep saying that, but then he keeps fooling us all along.
Yeah. All right, so it's 5 o'clock tomorrow my time, correct?
Correct, yeah. The show is going to be one day only for tomorrow. We're coming on at 2 o'clock, very AZ time. So five.
Now, you're not
out.
Changing the number for this one day either, are you?
No. Everything is the same. We're just pushing it one day. I mean, pushing it one hour.
Okay.
Yep. Nothing else is changing.
All right. That's all I need to know about that. All right, Paul, then I'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully about 5 o'clock.
All right, buddy. Take care now.
All right.
Thank you. Good friend of the program, Lou, always tunes in. Yeah, man, players are like, screw you. You make us do 18 games, you better up that money. I was talking to someone that I know that plays in the NFL right now, and I was saying to him, hey, look, tell your team rep. It's not how long you strike. It's when you strike. If the players really want to get something done, and I know it's hard on them, listen to me. Don't get me wrong. This would be tough as heck to do. because you don't have that many years. And if you make it to what I'm about to say, the last thing you want to do is not play. But the owners will feel nothing unless you walk out or strike during the playoffs. They can outlast you during the regular season. They're billionaires. They can outlast you. Remember, most owners have a second gig. Players don't. So they're still going to have money coming in left and right. If you strike week one of playoff games, if you strike during wild card weekend, divisional playoff weekend, I bet you they listen to you then. I bet you they listen to you then. Just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Thanks for hanging with us today. This is The Cave Show. This is PLR. Make sure you follow us at The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, fan page. The Cave is always with a K. Make sure you get us at thesportscave.com. The Cave is always with a K. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on Twitter. Until tomorrow, don't forget, special show, 2 o'clock. Until then, everyone have a great day. Thanks for listening. This has been The Cave Show. This is PLR.